last item of the city council meeting was naming an interim city manager, and we named Keene Register as our interim city manager. He had served in that capacity the last time when we were without a city manager after our past city manager retired. And so we decided to go forward and have a neutral, somewhat of a outside party come in and work with the council and staff as we search for a new city manager.
All right, then what do you say to those people who say that's hardly neutral? He comes from BTU, and if, in fact, the city manager and Dan Wilkerson, the head of BTU, were crossing swords, how could you call this a neutral choice?
Neutral meaning there are several people at City Hall right now that would like to be the next city manager, so to not give one an advantage over the other and putting them in the interim position, or to put them in the position and then it could hinder, you know, them, depending on what happens, you know, with council members approaching that potential candidate and saying, I need you to do this or I'm not going to vote for you. It could get really political. So it's best to put someone in there to kind of drive the ship. We've got two excellent assistant city managers and department heads there to help us at the city. And so it gives us a chance to kind of mull over the applications and evaluate all the in-house people that we have without necessarily putting them in any circumstances or putting someone at a disadvantage.
Okay, as one member of council, is Keene Register one of the people who you would consider for the permanent city manager job?
I think everyone knows that Keene will probably be considered sooner than later for the head of Bryan Texas Utilities when that opportunity arises. He has mentioned that time and time again. He is happy to serve the citizens of Bryan in the interim position, but we have not talked to him about taking it in a full-time capacity permanently. I think he's been a utilities guy for 30-something years. I think he would like to probably retire a utilities guy. So we see him probably as a potential head of BTU in the future rather than the permanent city manager. But he came in for about a 9-month span the last time and did a lot of good. Everyone liked Keene. Keene's got a lot of private sector experience and public sector experience. And you mentioned the BTU issue. You know, we've got a lot of healing to go on at City Hall. There's been a lot of issues that have come up over the past few months. It also gives us a chance to work out those differences and to work together as a team. We're one family at the City of Bryan. It's not BTU or the City of Bryan. It's all one big family, and we're all here to help and do right by the citizens.
One of the bones of contention, at least publicly, between David Watkins and BTU was the fact that information was not forthcoming in his view. Don't know that everybody on City Council felt like they got enough information. We've had different people in and ask. I believe you are of the camp that you got enough information. Did you get enough information as member of council from BTU?
I received everything that I requested.
Okay. Now you're going to have a number two from BTU becoming the acting city manager. Does that mean that his boss, former boss, if you will, would he not press him for information if council asks for that? I mean, does that put him in a somewhat difficult situation?
Actually, Keene is now Dan's boss. So if you
go back
to the understanding of the city manager is over all the departments, and so the you know, it goes both ways. But we had no problem with it last time when we had Keene in that position and did a good job. And, you know, it was all about the city of Bryan and moving Bryan forward. And I do not anticipate any problems this time. It'll be, you know, separately run and moving in the right direction.
Although he's gone, David Watkins has his handprint on a lot of directions where the city has gone in his time as city manager. So now you as council, give us some idea as to what council's desires might be now and how they might we might see a change now that he's no longer the city manager.
Well, we haven't had a chance, Scott, to talk about, you know, I know there's been a lot of mention of, you know, going in a different direction. The direction that the city council is moving in is you know, pro-business, pro-economic development, continuing to upgrade and improve our aging infrastructure, improving the neighborhoods. working through these tough times, but we're definitely taking advantage of the economy and doing as many construction projects as we can for the benefit of the city. We're going to continue working on the image, continue working in the minority neighborhoods. All parts of Bryan will benefit, so I don't see any of that changing. That is still goal number one for the council and priority number one. We've got a lot of wonderful opportunities that we're working on right now at the city of Bryan, and